You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
You've never called our show before. We demand that you call us now.
Can I tell you what the one woman said?
Yes.
Josh got her on hold, and you know, and I hopped on just to let her know. I was like, hey, we got two more commercials left. We'll come back and talk to you. She goes, you know what? I changed my mind. I'm going to let you go.
Hey, I go, everyone's prerogative.
All right, well, we'll see you later.
Mind.
You know what? I changed my mind.
Was that Lauren?
I don't remember her name.
Because I saw the name on the screen.
It struck me so funny. I go, okay, well.
Lauren, why would you change your mind?
Caught me so off guard.
Alicia didn't hang up, though. No. Hi, Alicia. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, boys?
Oh, we're so good.
We're so good. We're just so happy that you called to chat with us. That's all we ask is for our listeners to call and talk.
I was excited to get through. I've never gotten through before, so that's awesome.
Here you are.
Mm-hmm. And what we didn't tell people is that everyone who gets through today is winning $500. So
too bad when you got scared and hung up.
Yeah, those of you who hung up. I mean,
oh my gosh.
$500, everybody.
Oh, what are you doing this weekend for the holiday? Anything?
I'm actually celebrating my wife's birthday. We're going out of town, so.
Ooh,
where are you going?
Fancy.
We're gonna go to the spring to go to the Cave of the Winds.
Oh, that's a good time.
That's fun.
That's what the one when you're in there and they shut off all the lights, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
That whole thing when they're like, okay, let's kill the lights, and you're like,
they say it's ultimate darkness.
It is. It's pitch black. It freaked me out when they did it.
Which I disagree with because I've lived stages of my life that were ultimate darkness. And
no, this is a different kind of darkness.
It was darker than Cave of the Winds.
Pro tip, though, Alicia, when you are in there with your wife, it's a great time to, you know, do a little booty pinch or something, okay? Just a pro tip. It's a good time it's a great time to grope your lover when you're in there.
And then when they turn the lights back on, you see that your lover swaps spots with someone else on the tour.
No.
And then you just give him a little wink, okay? Just roll with it.
Yeah, there you go. Be like,
You know you liked it.
You know, that did happen with me. Well, not with me, but somebody that I was dating. We were at a party, and they came walking up, and they were convinced in this group of people that they were standing next to me. And she just started kind of patting the guy's butt a few times.
Yeah.
Just kept doing it. And then she looked up, and it's some other guy. It wasn't me.
Awesome.
And she said he just kind of winked at her like he knew that she had made a mistake.
Yeah.
But he wasn't going to say anything.
Nice. Yeah, felt pretty good.
Alicia, what do you do for a living?
I'm at a receptionist at Boulder Medical Center.
Very good. Right on.
Good. All right. So,
any questions for us?
Yeah. Anything you want to know about your boys?
I've been listening to you guys for 10 years and, you know, and I listen to you every morning and I listen to everybody else when I get off work and everything that I enjoy your guys' show.
Thank you.
You know, I mean, I don't know what kind of question to ask you. I just think that you guys are great and I think you do a good job and you always have me laughing, always rolling.
Well, you're correct with all of that. You're very
You're a very kind soul, Alicia. We hope you have a great time down at Cave of the Winds, okay?
All right. Thank you so much. You have a good day.
You too.
See you
later.
You as well. I like Manitou Springs. I got to admit, I'm a sucker for a lot of the areas down there around the springs.
It's so pretty. So pretty.
So Manitou, and there's a couple of really cool hotels down there. That's one of those things, you know, people talk about not, you know, being able to afford, you know, going on this big vacation somewhere. You can drive, you know, an hour and a half south.
And there's a lot to do. I mean, we just did the zoo last summer, you know? Mm-hmm. You get to feed the giraffes. Come on.
I recommend it. Get down there. 303-691-1649 is how you get through. Here is, am I pronouncing it correctly, Ryan.
You are. Yay.
It's Ryan.
Come on, everybody. It's Ryan. What are you doing for Easter weekend?
Nothing exciting. Just, you know, egg hunt in the backyard with the grandkids.
Yeah.
Egg hunt.
We're dying the Easter eggs tomorrow for the big family
hunt. I'm letting my daughter do that because I don't have to deal with
it. It stinks up the house so bad.
I kind of like the smell, though.
And then Nick Nack's going to turn around and make deviled eggs with some of those. Can I read you a text? I got some of the worst news yesterday regarding Easter. We're going to have it at my parents' house, and my mom sent out the little menu thing that everybody needs to take care of. My sister needs to do Brussels sprouts and carrots. Nicole's doing the layered salad. My mom is doing a shrimp ring, a ham, potatoes, dessert, and drinks. And then within the text, she said, I'm not doing the frog-eyed salad this year. It's just too much work. I'm
good,
missing
change
out
it up.
On frog-eyed salad, Dom, and you know how I am when it comes to that ding-dang salad.
No, I know how you are with
it's
your
routine.
It's
the
routines.
Greatest thing on the planet, and it's a routine, and Mom is ruining Easter by not making the frog-eyed salad this year.
But sometimes as a mom, you just don't
you get
want
sick
to.
Of it.
That's what she said. She's like, it is just too much work.
You try to. Look,
she's got it. You know what her excuse was? She's like, it takes too much work to drain the pineapple.
Well, I mean, sometimes it does.
To drain the pineapple?
Look, you know how much I give your mom.
You drain the pineapple?
You drain the pineapple.
Is that a euphemism, by the way?
Happy Easter. Everybody go
drain
the
pineapple.
See,
Ryan, let me tell you something.
Then you can do it all together.
Yeah, let me tell you something, though. Here's why I love, and I give Jeremy's mom, her name is Danny, I give Danny grief all the time, and I have for 18 years on this show. But I think she's doing the right thing here, because I have, in my life, never encountered a human being who is so determined to stay with routine and
it's
tradition. Like if Jeremy
routine makes it sound bad, a tradition makes it sound beautiful. It's a family tradition.
If he couldn't do his sloppy joes and tater tots on Halloween, the world would come to an end. And now it's the stupid frog-eyed
salad. But you haven't
on
had
Easter.
It. It's so good.
And I'll tell you something else, Ryan. Danny, his mom, did not make the banana pudding for his dad's birthday that Jeremy lives for every year.
She didn't.
She
do
is
it.
Starting to slowly
she's
take away
up her hands.
These things.
She's throwing up her hands.
So that you have to get out on your own and learn to make your own frog-eyed salad.
I
got to
drain my own pineapple now.
What's in a frog-eyed salad?
Long enough, right?
Right,
yeah,
it's every.
Right.
It's like that ambrosia. It's those little funny noodles, and it's marshmallows and various pieces of fruit, and it's like a whipped cream sauce or something.
With a noodle?
You're a noodle.
There's noodles
it's,
in it.
It's ambrosia, right? Isn't that? I'm not getting on Google. Somebody else. It's ambrosia.
You don't even know what's in it, and you've been eating it every
My
year?
My mom won't give me the recipe. And yes, I know Ryan, you can Google it, but she does mom stuff to it and tweaks it.
And Ryan, I'm going to tell you something else funny about this. Not only does he demand it on Easter, he won't eat it any other day of the year.
It has to be
just that day.
With the sigh? Your family doesn't do anything like that? You don't have like a tradition or a
pump? I mean, sometimes, but it's all up to me. And so
you're just sometimes tired.
But
right?
Don't you feel, doesn't that make you feel good, though? You're couching this as a bad thing. Like, people would love whatever dish that you make every year.
I love to make my kids and my family happy. So it does make me feel good. But when everything's put on to me and there's 75 dishes to make and, you know, plus the kitchen to clean because no one helps with that, everything else, then you're like, you know what? I'm going to let the salad go this year.
It sounds like you have a horrible family. They sound incredibly rude.
They're so demanding.
No, but they're demanding. Nobody else cooks and nobody else does dishes.
Ryan, I
want to find you a new family.
I say you pack a bag and go away this week. You go down to Manitou Springs this weekend without all of them.
It's mostly the kids. My oldest has gotten better now that she has kids, so she's understanding everything I went through. And I'm like, see, you said I was crazy, but now look at you. You're the crazy one.
Okay, listen, for all those of you who are wondering, I looked up the All Recipes recipe for frog-eyed salad.
Yeah,
it can be made either with pasta or couscous with coconut, pineapple, mandarin oranges, and marshmallows.
And you got to drain the hell out of the pineapple, apparently.
That's what you base your whole life around? She is couscous late. With pineapple
it's
and marshmallow?
It's not couscous, it's ambrosia.
No, ambrosia is the general name. I'm talking about the ingredients. Right. Mm. There's not a product out there called ambrosia.
Yeah, there is, isn't there?
You build ambrosia.
It's like the generic, like you say, jacuzzi, but it's like,
yeah,
you know, it's just the generic.
Okay, gotcha.
Oh, man.
Whatever. All I know is my Easter's going to suck.
His Easter's ruined. And it, for whatever reason, I'm not a bad person, but it brings me joy that she's not
it's
making
like,
it.
Like, oh, you just ruined my whole Easter. Not your wife, your kids, you know, the whole memory thing. Just
No, my wife and kids ruin every other day for me. Mom's ruining Easter.
Does it bring you as much joy as it brings me, Ryan?
Yes.
Say it does.
I like you.
All of
Ryan.
Us like to shove Jeremy out of his routine.
Oh, shut up.
We do.
Right.
All right.
I have to say, Ryan,
I love you.
You guys bring me such joy in the morning when I'm taking my son to school. And he's the reason I listen to you guys, because he started listening to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And he's about to be 18 and graduate next month. But he just gives me the hardest time every morning. So when we get in the car and he's tuned me out for whatever he's on his phone with, you guys just make my whole morning. I laugh to myself.
Hmm. You're the sweetest.
So we truly are your real boys in the morning then, because your son is paying no attention to you.
And apparently
we're your new boys.
Teach him to do the dishes, all right?
Yeah, kick him out. Make him walk to school.
Oh, I do have to say that this morning he got in the car and we were running late as usual, but it was the mind bender. And he got in, and he heard the question, hadn't heard anything else, and he immediately guessed it.
Oh,
and he was yelling at the radio, waiting for people to say the Q-tips.
That's awkward.
I mean, he's awkward, but I love him to death.
Do you really, though?
Yeah,
is he your favorite?
Yeah.
How many kids do you have?
Three.
Which one's your favorite? Which one's your favorite?
What? I don't have a favorite.
Yeah, you do.
Every parent has a favorite. Now, just be honest and tell us which one's your favorite.
They all know that it's the oldest.
Okay, there you go.
All
see?
Right.
But that's she actually helps me, and she's amazing. And she gave me two beautiful, amazing grandkids. So.
Oh, they're adorable.
Listen, you came out and you said it. Your oldest is your favorite. And you started by saying, I don't have a favorite, but then we got to the truth.
It, and the 18-year-old's the worst.
Do you have any questions for us before we go?
No, I just think you guys are amazing. And just keep being amazing. I love your humor, everything. You guys have me cracking up in the morning. It's perfect.
So good.
Well, you are the sweetest thing. We're glad you like the humor. We're good kissers, too. You should kiss us sometime.
So good.
I've seen your faces on the podcast, so.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Say, you guys look even better than I thought you would.
Really?
Yeah. What did you think we would? Which one would you want to kiss first?
I am not going to play that game. I'm just going to say that I love you both.
We could just all do it at the same time.
A three-way kiss?
Triple kiss.
Lived until you've done the three-way kiss. Uh-huh.
Save that audio, Jeremy. Ryan likes
this
the three-way.
This has been the strangest call all year. Thank you for calling.
This is why we do long time first time, Ryan, is because of people like you.
It was my first time, and I drove pretty fast to pull over so I could call you guys.
You're the best. Thank you.
I hope we were gentle with you. Have a great day, okay?
Yeah. You too, and happy Easter, you guys.
You too.
As well. Thank you, Ryan. Oh, my God, that call made my whole day. Now we're out of time, and we got two other people holding. Quickly to Brian. Brian, good morning.
Hey, what's up, boys? How y'all doing?
Oh, we're pretty good. We'll talk to you later.
We're doing a radio show. Which one of us do you want to kiss first, Brian?
I know you guys got to get going. I just wanted to call and say hi. I've never talked to you guys before, so.
Well, hey, buddy, we appreciate you calling in and listening every day, man.
I got news for you, Brian. Absolutely. I will stop this radio station for you. We will not play traffic. We will not play these commercials. We will talk to you. You take time as you want.
What are you doing this weekend?
I'm just hanging out, enjoying the weekend off. Going to be gone all next week. I'm a truck driver, so I'll be gone most of all next week. So just kind of enjoying the time with the family. What about you guys?
Wait a minute. I gotta pile on with what you just said about the truck driver thing, because we have a lot of truck drivers who call us.
We do.
I saw a story the other day, because of the shortage that's out there of truck drivers, that there are these companies that are now advertising six figures a year trying to lure truck drivers.
Yeah, big
six
money.
Six figures. So
is that you?
I haven't seen that. No? don't make nearly that much.
What are you hauling?
I mainly haul grocery stuff to all different grocery stores.
Oh, you're hauling produce.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Are you in your truck right now?
No, I'm off today. So I'm
it's his day
Sunday,
off. That's why he gets to call us.
You ever pull over and open that truck up and eat some apples?
Of course he does.
Yep.
Brian, you're a liar if you ever say that you don't eat some
apples. We know you get in there.
Truck.
We know
you do.
Here and there, you know.
Yeah. They would think it'd be one of the perks of the job. Whatever you're hauling, you can use, you know?
If there's a bunch of grapes?
That'd be in my contract.
Is somebody going to notice one grape is missing? They won't.
Nope.
So. No, absolutely not. You know, and when you're out there taking a break in the middle of nowhere and you're hungry, I mean, what are you going to do?
It's right there. You got a cab full of, you know, Triscuits or whatever.
You're the best.
That's right.
Do you have a question for us, Brian?
Not really. I mean, I kind of, you know, you guys are great, and I love listening to you guys every morning.
Thanks, buddy. It's very
you're
kind
so
of
good,
you.
Man. We appreciate you more than you know. I hope you drive carefully, my friend, all right?
Absolutely. Y'all have a great weekend.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. God, we have the greatest listeners on the planet.
Yeah.
We are going to do one more quickly. Hi, Tina. Good morning.
Hey.
Hey.
There she is.
Tina.
Hey, that basketball game was awesome, bro.
What basketball game?
What are you talking about?
I won tickets a couple weeks ago. You know, it's the chick from Domino's. We had a great time.
Oh, you've already called in before.
So hold on a second, Tina. Don't go away. Hold on. We love you. Hold on.
Yeah, that doesn't work, Tina.
But it's long time first time. So if she called in and won tickets, it's not her first time.
Nope. Tina broke the rules. It's such a Tina thing to do.
Tina. She's being such a Tina.
Don't be such a Tina.